Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let me speak to Becky Bellamy. Becky might know. Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Becky. You live in a world of pre-loved and recycling. Where could I get a VHS player that works? Do you ever come across them in your line of distribution?
Well, no, I was going to say you could probably get one in about 1997. You need a time machine for that.
I know, unfortunately. Yeah, I've got two. Neither of them work. I'll put out a different request. Is there anyone listening to this program who fixes VHS players? Maybe I could get it up and running. But you...
I bet you, go ahead. I bet you a repair cafe would be able to help you. If you Google them, there's always repair cafes and amazing people there that can mend all kinds of things. So Tools for Solidarity is a good one.
Yeah, I've heard about this one before. Just remind us where it is, what it is.
So they move about, but they have got a Facebook page. So if you look up Tools for Solidarity in Belfast or Repair Cafe Belfast, they've got one in the Northwest as well. But you'll be able to find where they're located at their next date and bring it along. Sometimes you need to book an appointment, but usually they've got somebody there that can help you out. They're amazing places.
Yeah, I've heard about these guys before. Becky, thank you. We're talking to you about secondhand clothing because that's your game. And there is a worry now that so many people are buying secondhand clothes that they're buying them so cheap that they will then dump the secondhand clothes. And it's going to be nearly as bad as the new cheap clothes being dumped as well. But I suppose if it leads to a pause in the manufacturing of clothes, it's bound to be helping with the environment.
Fuck yes. I think, like, you know, every little helps. And I suppose there's a way of looking at it that whenever somebody goes in and buys something secondhand, it's a bit of a treasure. Because they know that they're not going to find that item again, you know. So there can be a bit of there's a real dopamine hit whenever somebody finds something very special, because it maybe has a story attached to it, or because they've been able to get it for great value. And then sometimes that leads a wee bit more of an emotional attachment to the item itself, which makes it more likely that they may consider maybe repairing that item to keep it having life or passing it on to somebody else. So I think all in all, it's like always a good thing whenever people can go into any type of secondhand shop, and it could be a charity shop, it could be going to a market where there's more and more secondhand clothing popping up all around the place. So it's a style choice now as well, because people know that they can dress themselves in something that says a wee bit more about who they are, rather than being told who they are by the latest High Street beige obsession.
Yeah, well, more and more people are into it. There's no question about it. Secondhand clothing sales are on track to make up a tenth of the global fashion market next year. So that's 10% of the global clothing market, people running around in pre-loved gear. And as you mentioned, whenever you have a conversation with someone who admits that they bought three or four items secondhand that they're now wearing, they often look $1 million, don't they?
Oh, 100%, 100%. And the key thing is as well is that they know that what they're putting on is unique. So I think there's a bit of an awareness and a sort of a more of a consciousness that's coming, particularly from younger consumers who are realizing that they don't necessarily want to look exactly the same as their friend, or they don't want to, you know, maybe buy into some of the things. People are starting to switch on to how Instagram and TikTok and different social media channels and influencer culture is telling people kind of what to wear and how to wear it. And whilst that is still a huge swathe of people that do buy into that, there's a bit of a movement to rally against it, you know, and people, you know, I suppose like students and things always have, you know, they want to show their different identity. But wearing secondhand clothes is a really cool way of doing that, because it means that every item that you put on sort of says something about you or tells a bit of a story about you. So, you know, I think it's something that's very, very welcome. We're very glad to see it.
Yeah, you know, when I go to a shop to try on a pair of trousers, I don't mind trying them on, even though maybe some other bloke has tried them on as well. I get a sense of, right, they're new, so I'll put them on, and if they fit, I'll buy them, and if they don't, I'll put them back on the hanger. But I've got a real problem, I've mentioned this before on the radio, with going into a second-hand shop and buying someone else's suit. You know, and maybe it's because of the age I'm at that I wouldn't like to wear a dead man's clothes.
Well, I know. I think you've maybe said this to us before as well. We said, well, you can't get a dead man's clothes because they're usually buried in them. Do you know what I mean?
But they don't bury them in the mall. You know what I mean? I know what you mean. The clothes he was wearing when he was dead, he's buried in them. But the clothes he was wearing the week before he died, you know, he might still be haunting them, you know. His hands were in the pockets. You know what I mean? He scratched his nether regions, all that sort of stuff.
But you know what a lovely way to think about that is? And it's something that we've experienced a lot whenever people have brought us in, maybe their parent or their sibling or their loved one's clothing, is that there's actually like a really like a cathartic experience for them, in that it's a really hard thing for people to have to give away their loved one's items. But whenever they know that they're being donated to either help a charity fundraise or to find some new life, that actually can be really like joyful and helpful for people as they deal with their grief.
Totally.
You know, maybe it might help to, you know, think that way, that like even if the person who did own that is no longer around, you're sort of carrying a wee bit of their legacy around with them, with you at the same time. So, you know, it's sort of just, I suppose, a bit of a reframe there on that.
God, Becky, you're some saleswoman. Like, seriously, you know, you've gone from me never wanting to wear a dead man's clothes to going out and buying the next suit I see that was worn on some gentleman who needs to have his DNA continuing to flourish across the country.
You're representing, Frank. That's it. Wonderful.
Right, just finally, if people do want to catch up with you, Becky, because you're very kind to come on to talk about it, remind us where you are.
So we're just opening a brand new space in City Centre called The Greenhouse. It's just on Victoria Street, on the same block as Andrew Mulvenna, and we're going to be opening on the 22nd of April to the public. We'll be able to do lots of workshops around learning creative skills, and we'll also be doing our own pop-up fashion events here as well. So give us a follow on Show Some Love. And keep an eye, and we'll be teaching people how to embroider or to mend and things like that. So there'll be lots of really fun stuff for people to come and get creative and make things better.
Okay, social media is Show Some Love, is that it?
Show Some Love, Belfast.
Lovely job. Becky, always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.
You too, thank you.
The very colourful Becky Bellamy, if you ever see her out and about, and Show Some Love, and that's exactly what Becky does, showing love all the time.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.